This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
Well, you know, you guys can all have Juan Soto because my heart belongs to one man on this team.
And that's, okay.
And that's the reigning Cy Young Award winner, Gerrit Cole, who threw for the first time since he was shut down today. He played catch. I think he said he threw the ball about 25 times. Doesn't sound like much, but this is his first step back. He said he felt great afterwards. This is why I love it. I love the guy because he's elite, okay? Don't get me wrong. If he did this shit and he was a fucking bum pitcher, I wouldn't care. But then he's so good. He's elite. He's Gerrit fucking Cole, bro. And then he's out there acting like a doofus dad with the fucking, with the eclipse glasses and the phone out. I mean.
I didn't see all that.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you not? I mean, I'm sorry, dude. I just love this guy so much. But this is the first step back.
Yeah.
So now we got to see. We got to see how he responds. The next step. So we know he's on a 60-day. So the earliest he can come back is May 28th. So we're still like 6 weeks away. But to get some good news, a little, you know, barring that he feels good tomorrow, to get some good news, to know that he's coming back. The Yankees look, I'm sorry to cut you off there.
Yankees, I cut you off.
The Yankees need Gerrit Cole. I don't think that I'm breaking any news saying that. The Yankees need Gerrit Cole. And to hear that he's now taking those first steps back to getting back to this team, it feels good.
When's the last time a guy of his stature has gone down with an injury like this where we're really holding our breath? Even after the good news, you're still holding your breath because of the implications of him not picking up a baseball the rest of the season. It's the last time that player takes the first step in coming back and the immediate response is, I was a little sore. It was a little sore. We're going to actually delay it a little bit and whatnot.
Well, that's what I said. We got to see what happens tomorrow. But he said he felt great after throwing the ball today. So
right.
You know.
It was just so nice. But I just want to take a step further with Cole real quick. He's injured. He's got to come back. This team needs him. But he's not just an ace. And I know he's always been this guy in the dugout, but you're seeing it more now that he can't contribute on the field.
You saw it tonight.
This guy is such a fucking leader.
Class was in session with Rodon.
Class was in session. And this guy, even though he's not stepping foot on the mound right now, he is making more of an impact than you will ever know. This guy is a fucking leader. And if this guy can come back healthy and effective this year, watch the fuck out because this team is going to be deadly.
Yeah. So one thing I did want to touch about Gerrit Cole is that he was interviewed today because now Framber Valdez is it's an epidemic right now because Framber Valdez is the latest top flight pitcher in Major League Baseball that had to be scratched because of an elbow issue. I still haven't heard anything definitive about Spencer Strider. We know Shane Bieber. What's the matter?
Nothing,
man.
I didn't know about that with Valdez. I really like Framber Valdez. I don't like the team he plays for, but the guy represents a good part of baseball.
Yeah, he was supposed to start tonight, and he got scratched with elbow soreness.
That sucks.
We were actually talking about this on Thursday. You know, should the Yankees be on a Bieber watch around the All-Star break? Well, he's having Tommy John surgery.
All right.
Now there's the debate of, is it the pitch clock? Is the pitch clock causing this, right? And Gerrit Cole he spoke to The Athletic. If it's not behind a fucking paywall, I don't care, okay? I'm not reading it. It doesn't matter. I'll get my quote somewhere. So
it's not that important if it's behind a paywall.
So what he, the quote that I did read is that Cole is pissed that they shortened the time in between pitches from 20 to 18 seconds. And he says, I don't know what ad you can sell in 2 seconds, basically was what he was saying. So that's an issue for him. But, and I get it, a lot of people were very passionate about the pitch clock this weekend and saying that it's ruining pitchers. And you know what? And we're going to need a little bit more evidence for it, because there's also something else that was banned around the time that the pitch clock came in.
Spider tack.
And more specifically, any sticky substances. Sticky substances. Easy for me to say. Okay? Yeah,
that, to me, that would contribute way more than a pitch clock. But keep going.
And an old interview from Tyler Glasnow resurfaced over the weekend, where he said that he never used spider tack or anything, but he used the rosin suntan lotion combo just to grip the ball. And he said that one day he went out there cold turkey just to see what it was like. And he mentioned about how he had to grip the ball harder, and he had to grip the ball harder on his fastball, or he had to put the seams deeper in on his curveball, or vice versa. So whatever he said, right? And he said he pitched really well that game, but he said when he woke up the next day, he had never been so sore in his life.
Well, think of it like this, and it might be easier for me to think about than it will be to actually describe, but think about it like this. When you're holding a baseball and you have to snap your wrist, right? When you're throwing a slider, let's just say, you're throwing it like a fastball all the way through until the end, and then you're snapping your wrist in, right, to get that spin. If I have sticky stuff on my finger, just anything that's going to make me grip it more torque is coming from my wrist than anything else. If I'm reaching back now to get more spin because I'm not gripping it well enough, all of that pressure is coming from my elbow and my arm, because I'm not getting that good of a grip on the ball. So
like
for
compensating
me
on the elbow.
Exactly. That's what I'm trying to say. You're using more of that torque in your elbow
really want to.
Than you are from the grip you're getting on the baseball and spinning those seams. So to me, that would contribute a million times more than the pitch clock.
And another thing that Tyler Glasnow referenced to in that interview that's resurfaced is that they implemented this ban in the middle of the season, and that was something that he wasn't too happy about, because
right,
it kind of just like
that,
they just started it right in the middle of the year instead of maybe like looking into it, admitting, acknowledging it, and then starting it in the following season. To jump in the middle of a season having to go through that sounds like it's pretty hard.
Yeah, to maybe give guys time through spring training to adjust to something like that, whereas opposed to just like, today's Wednesday, right, can't do it anymore.
Yep. Yeah. True.
So there are pitchers that don't like the pitch clock. Obviously, you know, I don't know if Gerrit Cole's totally against it, or is it just like, why did they shave those 2 seconds off? I saw comments from other pitchers that don't like it at all, and there's fans.
It just becomes so arbitrary. Like, because you had 20 seconds, right? And now all of a sudden it's 18, and it's like, what's your end goal here? And how many times are you going to move the goalposts on all these different rules? You know, can't block fucking the second base bag when a guy's stealing and the throws cut. When does the goalpost stop moving to change the game so much to how you think everybody wants to view it?
But you have to admit, the pitch clock has been good for baseball.
Fine.
Not contributing to these injuries.
Fine, but
good for baseball.
But here's my problem. I would have been fine saying that last year. My issue now is where I think a lot of the other pitchers are thinking, if you're taking down 1-2 seconds for no reason, where does it stop? When does my art as a pitcher stop being compromised? We gave you the 20 seconds. We liked it. Fine. The league liked it. But when is it good enough for you? What's your end game? To knock off those 2 seconds is just so dumb. Leave it alone.
Okay, fine. But that's not even the argument here. The argument is, do you believe that the pitch clock or the removal of sticky substances is more to do? Look, we over the last couple of years, we can, especially this year, all these guys with elbow injuries, something's causing it. And these are two major things
that
were taken out. Yeah. I mean,
it's a sticky stuff.
Because, you know, it's like you just can't get the grip on the ball. And then you're doing like what Chris was saying. Like you're maybe
the way that Tyler, when I had heard this interview with Tyler Glasnow before, and it was like in the ear one and out the other. But like hearing it again this weekend after all these new injuries came about, and it makes so much sense to me.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure. It's definitely something to think about. And MLB really better swallow its pride here and think about what's happening to these guys and figure it out. Because, again, once again, it just looks like MLB is going about it all the wrong ways. Really just what's the word I'm looking for? Just kind of disregarding all the comments on it and that completely
there's a word there, though. I feel like you're searching.
Yeah. They're just not giving any credibility to anyone's arguments here and not taking accountability.
Well, something's obviously causing it. And I think we all agreed that it was a mistake to not allow them something to grip the ball with.
Yeah.
And, you know, you want to say where Gerrit Cole took the line. Was he a spider tack guy? We all know that he used something at some point. Yeah. Now, this guy's been a horse his whole career. And now he's got an elbow injury.
Yep.
I mean,
yeah.
So,
yep.